This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Welcome to the Patriots Report, part of the Believe Network, joined by two-time Super Bowl champion Chris Hogan. I'm Christopher Price of the Boston Globe. Be sure to subscribe, comment, rate, and follow this podcast, and tell all of your friends who are Patriots fans to do the same. You can also watch us on Believe TV around the country, in airports, and on YouTube. Also, make sure to check out my Patriots coverage in the Boston Globe and bostonglobe.com. This episode of the Patriots Report is brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season, from baseball, golf, soccer, right to all the top fights in UFC, MMA, and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of our over 150 slots games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BLEAV, that's B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, the game starts here. Today on the Patriots Report, we answer some listener mail, including questions on wide receivers, which newcomer we're most excited to see this summer, and much more. That's all up right now, only on the Patriots Report. All right, Chris, we got a mailbag edition here of the Patriots Report because this is going to be, I believe, our last episode, at least for a few weeks between now and like I think we're going to do a little summer vacation, going to go away, going to kind of unplug. The best 3 weeks of my year, I get to delete Twitter from my phone.
Get rid of social media.
Fantastic. So I get to drop off the face of the earth for 3 weeks, which is just awesome.
It's where a good you guys purge. You need that. You
know? Exactly. Yeah, because it's going to be a wave coming at you, you know, mid to late July. And we're going to get back on it. It's going to be all, you know, all football all the time again. Are you doing anything fun for summer vacation?
Yeah. I've taken the kids away for their, this is like my first summer vacation that I've had a very strict no kid policy on vacations with my wife and I, you know, I'd rather just go in my backyard, my pool if during the summer than take them on a plane and have to, you know, entertain them for more than one day. But this year we're taking them down to the Bahamas. They got a great water park over there. So they're going to have a blast. They're excited. And then my wife and I are going, taking a little couples trip with a couple other people. We're going to Ibiza this year.
Love it.
Yeah. So I'm pretty pumped about that. Other than that, it's kind of business as usual. Camps, golf, try to get to the beach.
All the fun stuff. Yeah.
All the fun
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly. As it should be. I'm going down to Cape Cod. Going to see my dad, going to see my sisters. We're going to get away again. I get to unplug for 3 weeks. I get to drink some beer. I get to watch some Cape League baseball.
There you go.
It's all good. But first,
the unplugging that, yeah, that's what you need, man.
Yes.
Because here now when the Pats are 3-0 to start the season, Twitter's going to be fired up. You're going to be a busy man. We're going to be busy.
And all of the negative
positive stuff to talk about.
Exactly. And all of the negative stuff people will refind and retweet and go, that's the way it's, you know. Well, let's get into these letters here because we got a really nice cross section of stuff that I think is appropriate for this time of year. A lot of questions, a lot of good questions, a lot of interesting questions. So let's dive right in. First of all, Ken on Twitter, my buddy Ken, says, how do you guys see the wide receiver group shaking out? Will Baker and Polk be gradually brought in, or do you see them with an instant impact early this season? I think we talked a little bit about this earlier in the spring, but the closer we get to the regular season, I think or training camp, whatever the case may be, I think the focus is going to be on Pop. and then maybe kind of figuring out what to do with the wide receivers, the running backs, the tight ends. But I do think we're going to see one of those two guys hit 50 catches this year.
Yeah.
Regardless of who's a quarterback.
Yeah, easily. I'm more on the instant impact.
Okay.
I don't think there's no time for this, right? Like we've drafted these guys high. We have pretty high expectations, I think, for this room this year. Young group still. Maybe the expectations from the team or from the fan, maybe they're not super high, but I think there's a lot of excitement about the talent that's in that room and what it quote unquote could be, right? We know what Pop can do. Mm-hmm. We both know that we need to see him grow a lot. He's got to grow. I mean, we saw him mature over last season. You know, he was doing all the right things. I think that we need to see even more from him this year. We need to see him be able to do a lot more different things. Obviously be available, but I think that these guys are going to get an opportunity on the outside. And I hope that Van Pelt is just, I hope that he doesn't listen. If he has Jacoby, right, he's going to feel comfortable making multiple play calls in the huddle, moving guys around at the line of scrimmage before it snapped. These guys need to be able to do that. We can't just go out and line up. Mm-hmm. That's not going to work. We are not built a team that has a dominant X receiver that we can just put out there on an island and just expect him to win a one-on-one matchup. We don't have that guy, or at least I don't think we have that guy. Maybe we do.
At least right now. Yeah.
I agree. Right. But even last year, we were more successful when we had pre-snap movement and we were moving guys around in multiple different formations. That's going to have to happen. And the only way that can happen is if these guys know the playbook, they know what to do, they know how to move, and they can be put in different spots. So I think if we're able to do some of that stuff, and listen, I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm not an offensive coordinator. I'm just kind of seeing what these guys are capable of doing. They seem like they're very good athletes. Let's move them around. Let's try to create some mismatches and different matchups that we feel confident in. Right. And something that Jacoby, that Drake, something that they feel confident in so that they can look at it and be like, okay, cool. This is what I got. I know I got Pop. I have Polk. I have, whoever is doing all this stuff, and let me pick my matchups. Whereas last year, it just kind of seemed like, I don't really know where we're going with the ball. Right. So I think that was a great thing. I mean, listen, Tom was the greatest and he knew exactly where he was going with the ball pre-snap, but he also knew his matchups, man. If he looked out and he saw Gronk was triple covered and he got Jules and there's he's getting chipped at the line of scrimmage. And he's like, okay, well, I know I have James White. I know I have Chris, or I know I have Danny, all these different guys that on the outside, like, let's pick my matchups. Let's go win one of those and put it a little bit of accountability on the wide receiver. So I think that's going to have to happen too, right? There's got to be some accountability and some trust that, thrown onto this group. And there's not a lot of time here. Once August hits, these guys need to hit the ground running and need to show that they can compete and do well in the NFL.
The phrase instant impact, I think, is interesting in the context of this conversation, because I think a lot of the expectations for them are going to be tied up in some other guys, some veteran guys. Is mm-hmm. Juju going to be able to play? If Juju comes out in the summer, and I know that you've sold all of your Juju stock already, basically. but if Kendrick is, ready to play, let's say Jaheim Bell, rookie tight end, is just a beast out there, mm-hmm. that I think that you can maybe spend a little more time easing these guys into it. But if there's injury, there's ineffective play, if guys are struggling to pick up, some of the facets of ABP.
Well, here's my question to you.
Okay.
Why do we ease them into it? What's the benefit of easing them into this?
Well, if again, I'm just saying as a
Juju's out, Juju doesn't make the team.
Okay.
Kendrick, we have to, he's on a pitch count, right? Yeah. He's still easing his way back in. He's feeling good, but he's not going to go out and play 65 snaps.
If KJ Osborne is unbelievable mm-hmm. in the spring, if Jalen Reagor is lighting it up, not the spring, but the summer, Jalen Reagor is having a great summer, then I'm not saying easing into it. Maybe that's the wrong phrase here, but you might be able to take him gradually. Sure. And I'm talking about the difference between, an inactive in September versus, oh my God, we got to have, you know, Jalen Polk in there in September for that September Thursday night game against the Jets. We're shorthanded at wide receiver. All these guys are ineffective. Kayshon Booty's not on the team anymore. You know, Tyquan Thornton is not on the team. We got to have them in there to play.
Yeah.
I want to see a situation where you don't have to have them in there to play in September. They're not absolutely vital to what you want to get done offensively.
Right. Yeah. I mean, listen, I think a big part of this is something that we don't talk about enough is the mental side of this game. Right. So we're not going to be able to see that. And we're not going to be able to know that unless they come out and, you know, we get some sort of inside information that, hey, they're struggling with the playbook, or they just, you know, they're only capable of doing one thing, one position. I think if both of those young guys come back and they are able to know different positions, they're able to move around and they're able to do it fast and they're able to not do it without, you know, without mistakes, right? Because mental errors are one thing in practice and in training camp. That's going to happen. But you obviously that we had that on the board, right? Every single summer, drops, mental errors. And whoever had the least, you know, they got a pat on the back, right? But that was tracked. And it's not only tracked in your room, it's tracked by the general manager, it's tracked by the head coach, it's tracked by the offensive coordinator, it's tracked by every single scout that's watching it. And they're going to go into that room after every single practice or at the end of the week or after training camp when they're making decisions on, okay, who's going to be on this roster? Who are our four or five receivers? Okay, well, this guy had 15 mental errors or this guy had one, right? So who are you going to take? You know, some of it's based off of talent. They go, okay, he needs to just give him less. He'll grow, mature, learn. But I want the guy that knows what he's doing. So I think that's a big part of this thing. So we'll have to see. You know, we'll have to see. I would love for, you know, these young guys to come out and have, maybe it's 20 plays, maybe it's 15, right? Maybe it's not an instant impact, but it could be a big impact.
Yeah.
Right.
I agree.
Down the field, making plays, splat, you know, big impact, you know, big plays down the field. They don't have to be on the field every single play, run blocking, do all the things, asking people to, you know, I don't know how Van Pelt runs his offense with receivers blocking, right? That was always a big part of our game. Mm-hmm. And that was something that we spent a lot of time on. If you didn't know how to motion down and insert yourself and block a safety or come down and crack a linebacker or a safety and really help in the run game, that's going to take into play of how much you're actually going to be on the field. So I think that a lot of the veteran guys, they learn how to do these things and are able to do it. So I think there's a lot of factors. I think that they're going to be on the field. I don't think it's going to be 60 plays every single play, but I think they're going to be there. And I would love to see these guys. You know, there's been a lot of talk, man, about these guys and their capabilities and route running. And I want to see it. I want to see it showcased in September. I want to see it. Right? Let them grow, man.
I think that I'm right there with you. And I think that these two guys have a chance to be impact players by the end of their rookie season. I just think that I don't want to be in a situation if I'm the Patriots where I'm relying on these guys so early in their careers.
That's why we got Pop. That's why we brought in KJ.
Yeah.
You know, Kendrick hopefully just comes back strong and he's able to just build off of what he did last year. So, you know, we have some guys that are able to kind of pick up that slack, but you know, these guys are playmakers, man. This is why we drafted these guys. We need them to make those plays.
I'm going to build on that a little bit with the next question. Damian Sharkey, our pal from down under, New Zealand, asks, what is your assessment of the Patriots wide receivers room this year as opposed to last year? He also asks, what was your surprise player to make the roster? And I think maybe that's a little bit early, at least right now. But I have a quick question for you on this, and this is, he wraps up with this. I think this is a really good one. Would you trade for Brandon Ayuk right now?
Oh, I've been watching that closely, man. The guy is not happy right now.
He is not.
Listen, I think the difference between last year and this year is there's more talent. And we've had a couple years. We have another year underneath our belt with the younger guys. But again, yes, they're rookies. We have some young guys, but there's clearly more talent in that room. And that's what you're looking for. They have guys that can catch the ball. They have not done a single thing in the NFL yet, but we know that they're talented players. And I think with the right confidence and coaching and some real game, you know, film underneath their belt, I think they're going to be good players. Brandon Ayuk is a good player, man. I mean, I have no idea what you would have to give up for a guy like him. But I mean, you want to talk about instant impact.
Yeah.
That would be an instant impact, and it'd give you a number one receiver. Cause yeah, we don't have a number one, mm-hmm. right? We have a bunch of twos and threes that are going to, and which is totally fine, man. We didn't have number ones, you know, we pieced it all together, man. And you had a group that played very, very well together. This group could be that. If you throw Brandon into the mix, you know, now you got a guy that you got to get the rock and mm-hmm. a guy that's going to take a lot of, you know, a lot of heat off of, you know, some other guys, open up some different things. But I mean, I couldn't tell you what you have to give up for him. You know, that's
second,
probably, you know
and then you're player, going to have to, you know, you're going to have to pay him too, because yep. that conversation is down the road. And at least theoretically, well, right now,
he's looking
you
for.
Have space. Yeah. I mean, you have financial, a little bit of financial flexibility, but you're talking mm-hmm. about, I don't know if it's a Justin Jefferson kind of contract, but you're going to have to commit
up there.
Yeah. You're going to have to commit a large portion of your financial resources to keeping him around.
Yep.
For a long-term rebuild. So I
don't think anyone would be mad if we tried to get Brandon. Ayuk.
No. And that would change the narrative around this team really, really, really yeah. quickly, I think. Yep. So.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwood1.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Pat on Twitter has a really interesting one, and we kind of touched on this before. Jaheim Bell. He says, Jaheim Bell is an interesting prospect. He feels like a better talent than where he was drafted. Great athlete, very flexible, reminds me of Delanie Walker, Martellus Bennett a bit. Any chance he could move past Hooper? I don't think, again, I'll go back to what I was saying about the rookie receivers before. I don't think he necessarily slots above Hooper right now on the depth chart, but I was talking to the Patriots running backs coach, who likes Bell a lot for a number of reasons, not the least of which he gives them some fullback flexibility. Mm. And they think that's a way that he can see the field sooner rather than later, and then maybe eventually build into, you know, more of a role in as a pass catcher. Like we talked before about the cornerback, Marcellus Dial, I think what his name was, the idea of, you know, using special teams as kind of that crowbar into the starting lineup.
Yeah,
I think with Bell, it's going to be at fullback.
I don't know a lot about this kid. So you have to, I mean, the it's intriguing to hear names like Delanie Walker, right? Because that guy was a beast on the field and can do a lot of different things. And he was just a nightmare of a matchup for people because he was fast. He could block. He could run through you. You can't just put a linebacker on him.
Yeah.
And he could make plays down the field. So, you know, hearing stuff like that, again, I think it really comes down to, you know, how where can we put this kid in? How does he fit into it? And how quickly is he able to adjust to, you know, NFL speed, NFL playbook, you know, being asked to do multiple different things in the run game and blocking and pass protection, because all of that stuff comes into play. So I think, again, you know, this mental side of this game really comes into play for these younger players, that how quickly are you able, like Hooper is going to be able to do it. You know, he's been around, he knows how to do it. So, you know, I mean, listen, for him, that would be a guy that I would be kind of taking underneath my wing and really trying to help him. Right. Because putting two tight ends on the field, guys that can do a lot of different things, it changes some things for you personnel wise. You're able to throw the ball out of two tight ends and you're able to, you know, take some shots down the field, spread the offense. That was like when we had Martellus and Gronk healthy. I mean, dude, you want to talk about a nightmare. We were throwing the ball. We were in spread offense in 22 personnel. That's insane. No one was doing that. We had James Devlin out wide out, you know, spread out 3x2. James Devlin, Jules, Gronk. Then it was like me, Martellus, or Danny, James. You know, we had all these big guys on the field and we were throwing the rock. Like those are things that you would be awesome to be able to do. And I'm sure that given time, you know, this kid will, you know, we'll get to this point hopefully, and he'll be able to help us out down the road.
He does strike me as the kind of guy right now, having never seen him take an NFL snap, someone who has an opportunity.
Sure.
Given the nature of the turnover the Patriots have had at the position over the last couple of years, there's going to be a chance for him if he plays well. Just the number of bodies is just that they've been shifting in and out of there. Look, Hunter is a carryover, but they don't have a classic tight end. And I think Bell was he fell a little bit in the draft for whatever reason. And then again, the fullback thing, I think that helps. I think that's going to help him get on the field, that they don't have a fullback, that this running backs coach has been pushing for a fullback, has always wanted a fullback on the roster.
Yeah.
He has this flexibility. And look, you have some other guys there with Tavai and, you know, guys who've done it before. But hey, again, it is a way to get on the field early in your career. And if you can make the most of those chances, you can make the most of those opportunities, then you're in really good shape as a youngster, as far as I'm concerned. Ed Holinsky on Twitter has kind of an offbeat question, and I think maybe it goes back to your time in Buffalo.
Oh.
On your Buffalo wings, are you a ranch guy or a blue cheese?
I'm a ranch guy.
You're a ranch guy?
I'm a ranch guy.
Tell me, I thought that there was only one real answer to this, and it was
No. I'm a ranch
guy. Why are you a ranch guy?
I grew up on ranch was always, blue cheese was never like really introduced in my household. It was never something that we had. I was a ranch guy in college. I was a ranch, you know, pizza, you know, oh my God, the amount of ranch, you know, dipping pizza and ranch. Oh Jesus. It makes me sick thinking about it, but I was always a ranch guy, not a blue cheese guy.
Now I think maybe a just kind of a building off that a little bit too, going back to Buffalo. Where do you stand on boneless wings?
it depends on the social setting.
Okay.
I think that if you're out, you're watching a game, or you're with, you know, you're with the boys and you're eating wings, like we need bone wings.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. We need, you know, all like that's what you need. Yeah, you know, messy, all that kind of stuff.
Under the fingernails.
Under the, you know, we need, you know, the wet wipes and everything that you're going to have, you know, go through. Like the whole table is just filled with, you know, 1,000 different napkins from everyone just wiping their hands. Go out. Now, listen, I go out with my kids. It's boneless all day.
Yeah. A little more delicate, a little more. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, let's just like grab this thing with a fork. Let's not like try to destroy an entire restaurant with, you know, kids trying to rip a cut, you know, bone in wings. So boneless wings. There is a time and a place for it.
Exactly. Well, we do share an opinion. We're going to have to talk about the ranch versus blue cheese. Thing down the road, okay. Mark, who hosts the Believe in Steelers podcast, great guy, has a question for us. Which offseason edition are you most excited to watch?
Across the league or just in New England?
Yeah, tell you what, let's do the Patriots and then let's do across the league. For me, it still goes back to Drake May.
Yeah, I don't know if that's really an off-season addition, but I don't consider him an off-season addition, but if we're going to talk about additions to this team, I think that's really been the position that we've been talking about for the last let's just call it year, right? Because we all kind of knew what was going to happen. We need to see a quarterback. So I think what I'm most excited about is to see how Jacoby plays. I've been following Jacoby since he was in New England with me, and I've been a big fan of him. So I am very curious to see how he steps up to the plate. And I hope that he's successful. And I hope that Jacoby has an entire season underneath his belt and is able to lead this team to what you and I think that they could be. Mm-hmm. Right. And with, a team that maybe is not totally built to win championships right now, but a team that can make some noise in, without a doubt, in the AFC East. So, and then, we'll just kind of see how Drake fits into the puzzle. So
they didn't sign a lot of free agents. And we saw it this week. They re-signed Ramondre. They brought a lot of their own guys back.
Yeah.
Like a lot of those foundational guys back. They didn't necessarily go out and make a big splash. They tried to on a couple of occasions, but there was no singular free agent guy where they said, all right, that's our premium free agent addition for this offseason.
Right. I think that was part of our frustrations when free agency was popping off and everyone's making all these, these moves. And then New England's just sitting there quiet. I was like, God dang, what are we doing? I feel like there's so many pieces that we could add to this, but listen, they have their own process. And I think the team that we have is, can be a good team and definitely in the future, something to build on. So, there's always going to be next year to add free agents. And listen, Stephon Gilmore, there's still some free agents, Stephon. I saw him in New England. He was back for the Tom Brady, the Hall of Fame thing. So, maybe being back in Boston, kind of revamp those competitive juices. You'd be like, oh, man, I really do like playing in this stadium. So, Stephon, I love you, bro. I'm talking to you. It'd be great to have you back in Boston. That's my off-season addition. I'm most excited for.
There you go. Speak it into existence. As far as the league-wide thing is concerned, I am absolutely fascinated to see how Diggs is going to fit in Houston. That team, it feels like there's maybe going to be a little bit of regression this year with them just because young teams, it's like a diver. It's you come to the surface so fast, you're going to screw up and something's going to go wrong. There's going to be a knee injury. There's going to be internal strife, whatever the case may be. They're still young. They're still on the rise. But I think adding Diggs to that offense is just a dynamite.
Yeah. I mean, that receiver room is legit.
Nick Caserio won the offseason, man.
Yeah, I mean, no one's surprised in this room right now, right? Mm. I mean, this guy, he knows what he's doing. And I think Nick just kind of just slowly stayed quiet and kind of started building this team. And obviously, he put a bunch of guys, put a team together last year that did very, very well. I agree with you. I think that it's very hard to win in this league year after year after year. So do I have expectations of them kind of doing the same thing? No, but will I be surprised if they do? No, because I think they have a very talented team and I think they have the right guy in place that's leading this team. And I think that this young quarterback, I hope that he just continues to grow and they put some more weapons around him and this team could be good, man. They can be a problem in the AFC again. So, but yeah, it'll be interesting to see how Diggs fits in the picture because he made a lot of noise in Buffalo when he wasn't getting the rock, right? Plenty of balls to go around on that offense in that receiver room with some young, talented guys, right? So don't don't be mouthing off if you're not getting 10 targets a game, because you got to spread that rock around, man. You got too many playmakers on that team, and you're not just the only one, right? I think in Buffalo, he was the guy, and you needed to get him the ball. But in Houston, that's not the case. The Tank Dell kid is legit. I mean, he's going
to
be a good
fun
player
to watch that team this year. It's going to be fun to watch that offense this year. Really,
don't forget about my guy Robert Woods too. Robert Woods in there, my 10-year vet. You know, still doing the thing. Like, that guy's a baller, dude. Yeah. And when he gets on the field, he can do so many different things, and he's just going to make plays. I mean, it's a good. They have a good roster right now. I like Houston.
This is a question. This is a question for me, and I wanted to get it in before our summer vacation here. Your guy Christian McCaffrey, the cover of Madden.
Mm-hmm.
What was the reaction there? I can't imagine there was a lot of surprise given, you know, what he's done so far in the league, but it feels like it's like to have that staple to your resume feels like you've arrived as a superstar in the National Football League.
Yeah. I mean, that kid, ever since he got to a team that was capable of winning more than four games in a year, has now gotten the recognition that he deserves. Right. Yeah, he is an listen, Christian, first and foremost, is an unbelievable human being and is just a downright good person and just a fun to be around. Cares so much, loves football, works endlessly and tirelessly at his craft and training and all the stuff that he does. We see on social everything that he does. I mean, it is, he lives and breathes that stuff. So to see him kind of get to this point in his career, just nothing but happiness for him, man. I mean, he has earned that. No one in the world is gonna question why Christian McCaffrey is on the cover of Madden. He has earned that. And he stayed healthy last year and he did the thing. And, you know, I hope that when he caps off his career and however many years, he's got a ring underneath his belt. You know, he's been close. You know, he's been very close. And the kid plays with a lot of this in here, you know, and, you know, happy for him. So I wish him nothing but the best. Getting married, pretty soon too. So, you know, I hope that all goes well for him and then he's able to have another good season.
Special player. He really is. And this is the last question that we have from the mailbag this week is from Roger, who asked, he emailed, and he said, was there a team or a quarterback, now looking back, that you wanted to play with that you never had a chance to play with for whatever reason, that you kind of think back and go, now, you know what? Would have been fun to play with this guy.
I mean, we've talked about this before.
I think we have talked about it, but you were just like all Brady. But was there ever, now looking back and going,
listen, you know, you watch out Mahomes plays. I mean, that guy makes a lot of plays. He extends plays with his feet and he does a lot of cool things. And I think that would be a fun offense to be a part of. Yeah, I mean, and this, I think Josh Allen too. I mean, again, like another guy, you know, when you're a receiver and the play doesn't just end because, you know, a guy gets rushed or, you know, you don't have a guy that's real mobile. I mean, Tom, you know, no one's going to consider him a runner, right? But he extended a lot more plays than people think. And he was able to move around the pocket just because he was so good within the pocket. Didn't need to go outside. He'd move up. He'd move over. He would change protection. So he was able to extend plays in a much different way than a Mahomes or a Josh Allen. But, you know, it's tough to cover guys for more than a couple seconds on a play. And when you get a quarterback that can move around, you know, you make these huge impact plays down the field where they can just launch it, you know, and, you know, in a kind of scramble situation. So playing for those guys would have been fun. It definitely would have been fun. Those two would have been interesting to play for. Just from that perspective of just being able to extend plays beyond, you know, what you would think they would be able to do.
Were you spoiled by getting a chance to play with Tom Brady?
Yeah, hell yeah.
I mean, and I'm glad. So, but you acknowledge that, look, I'm a lucky dude that I had a chance to play with him as opposed to whoever.
Yeah. I mean, listen, that playing for New England changed my career. I mean, going to Super Bowls, being able to learn from that guy, learn from Bill, be in that offense, you know, learn from Josh, learn from Tom, you know, that made me a better football player. I was definitely spoiled in New England and how we did things and, you know, the way that we went about game planning and play calling and, just making sure that we were in the right type of play. Cause there were plenty of teams that I went on that was just like, you went to the huddle with one play call. And if it was a good play, it was a good play. And if it wasn't, then, you know, you kind of just moved on. We didn't do that. You know, there were a handful of times where we went to the huddle with one play call. It was always multiple, one, two, three play calls. It's like, okay, cool. We're not going to go out to the line of scrimmage and run a bad play. And we're going to put obviously the faith, you know, the trust in our quarterback to make those changes. But, you know, there are plenty of teams that, you know, I kind of played on that just didn't really have the capabilities, right? Or the quarterback or the personnel to do a lot of these things. But, you know, coaching staff probably wanted to, but they didn't feel comfortable doing that. Tom, you know, he could make probably do the play calls himself, but having a guy like Josh too to kind of do these different things. I mean, I definitely was spoiled.
Chris Hogan, as always, thank you very much for your time, my friend. Take care, and we will talk again, barring something crazy happening.
Yeah,
you never know with the NFL in the month of June, but we will talk again. I'm thinking probably in mid-July.
Yeah, maybe sooner. Whenever Steph, I'll make sure I tweet this at him real quick after this. And whenever he signs in July or, you know, right before August, we'll see if we can get him on here for his trip up to Foxborough.
We'll do an emergency podcast when it happens.
Just for you, Steph.
Exactly.
Okay, just for you.
Just for the former defensive player of the year. One of my favorite guys to talk to. One of your favorite teammates.
Yes.
We're going to, like I said before, we're going to speak it into existence. Stephon Gilmore to New England.
I've been trying.
Hey, enjoy your time off, man. Take care. We'll talk soon.
You too, brother.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening. One more reminder. This episode of the Patriots Report has been brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season, from baseball, golf, soccer, right to all the top fights in UFC, MMA, and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of our over 150 slots games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BLEAV, that's BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online. The game starts here.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.